The Evolution Channel is sponsored by Eternal Gold Beauty, the most advanced skincare line in the world. Awaken your skin to aging in reverse at eternalgoldbeauty.com today.
You're listening to Cosmic Consciousness, the show that connects with today's way showers and conscious advocates who use real-life superpowers to catapult human evolution.
Hello, Soul Family. I am Shannon Pardini, your new host of Cosmic Consciousness, coding the new human for the new earth. And today I'm super excited. I am here with Jules, and Jules and I are going to be talking about shifting form. Jules has created such a beautiful environment around her community and myself being participating in it, that she's passing the torch not only to me, but many of us, to bring in these new earth energies collectively together. And with Jules holding so much space, I'd love for her to chat a little bit before we go to break about why you're choosing to start opening up all these spaces to your community. And, you know, what are your thoughts on shifting form?
I love that. So for me, you know, when we talk about shifting form, it goes down to a cellular level. And, you know, maybe not in a way that we would think of a cell, but if you can think of a cell, you know, I'd love to see it as like the one cell, because we all share the one cell. And within that cell is the DNA expression of the divine. And we have the ability to move into this expression, not only within our bodies, but we can bring that expression into our realities. And so the first step, of course, within this is to move from reflection or absorbing information outside of ourselves to turning that inside out and creating the divine expression. And so that has been my practice and my teachings with DQ and Ohm Codes and coming into Manifest, of how we can stay in that frequency pattern of divine creation. And so as I've been in this space of creating the divine expression, what I notice is that I start to meet these frequency patterns where the divine expression is looking for another unique expression to kind of take over. And that's where I start to reach out with in the community. And for Shannon, she is taking over Cosmic Consciousness, and she gets to kind of step into the divine expression that's I've been holding and then take it and make it her unique expression. And that is shifting form. It's taking, you know, the DNA expression into creation of the divine, into, so in this case, we created Cosmic Consciousness. And now that energy pattern is kind of moving in to your DNA expression and its uniqueness. And then you're going to take it and bring it into creation. And if you think about how many things that we can do that with, and if we are staying in that frequency pattern, literally we can create magic, not only within our bodies, but within our lives. And that's where in my community, I'm starting to see these places where it's just time to bring it into a different unique expression.
Beautiful. I really just value that. And I feel the alchemical fire burning within us all that are in the community. So let's just take a quick break. We've been talking to Jules about shifting form. And so when we come back, we're going to talk more about tuning into these frequencies. So stay tuned. And if you're interested in listening to more shows like this, go to activateevolution.com.
Hello, I'm Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts and creator of the Superpower Network. Welcome and thank you for making us your go-to place for inspired content, training, and community. The network is so much more than a place for amazing content. It's step one on the path to unlock your superpowers. Listen to one episode daily on the Superpower Network and attune yourself to inspired conversations, higher vibrational living, and much, much more. In step two, you learn with us by watching one of our inspirational videos each week from the I Am series. And when you're ready, come grow in community. Our superpower programs offer a unique experience for those ready to harness their superpowers to change themselves, their lives, and ultimately, the world. Go to superpowerexperts.com and take the next step on your path today.
And we are back. This is Shannon, and I'm talking with our beloved Jules today. We are excited to deep dive with our audience and talk about shifting form and all these new energies and programs that Jules actually bringing to her audience and the collective. So Jules, where would you like to get started with this conversation?
Oh gosh, the pressure. Let's just see what comes in. I think where I jumped to immediately is that space of, how we actually shift form. So I think one way is that we could think about it on a physical level within the body, and whether it's illness or it's an injury, all of those different places that we kind of struggle in when our bodies go out of alignment with the divine perfection that we are actually here to be. One of my favorite things I've kind of been reflecting on lately is at what age you will stop aging, or how old will you be when you stop aging? That's been like a really fun thing for me to step into, because if you go into the energy pattern of that and actually take it to a cellular level, there is actually no code in our DNA for aging. It gets turned on because of our environment or our thoughts. And so talk about shifting form is not only can we actually create a frequency pattern where we get to pick at what age we stop aging, or we can actually reverse the pattern and move back into an identity of how old we are when we stop aging. So that might be a fun topic, or we could just go into the frequency of how to do that.
You know, it's been my experience with working with you. I've had to move through a lot of density, moving into the space of becoming the host of Cosmic Consciousness. And I love what you're saying, that there really is no programming tied to aging or anything holding us back from there. We can be in these frequencies that override, this, what we're creating. We're just co-creating those tethers and holding us back. I would love to just go into it with you, actually, and share these frequencies with the audience.
I would love that too. So as you were speaking, the first thing that kind of came in was this place of, and I say this often, is how we can see something as true. And when we move into a higher frequency, that truth changes. And so I just want to have everyone that's kind of tuning in and listening connect to that space of what we state as our truth. And if we can just hold that in a place of fluidity by giving it space to change, then we open ourselves up to different levels of truth, even within that one truth. So yes, there is a level of truth that says as we get older, we will age. There is a reality where that's true. And I think when we start, I can even say within my own experience, when we start to move into frequencies of what I call the abstract, then those truths begin to shift and change, and we can start to question whether or not it's actually true. And first, I think it happens kind of more on an intellectual level of choosing whether or not we want it to be true. But really what's behind that, and kind of going back to that DNA expression, is that within our DNA, we actually have an intelligence that there is no truth that we age as we get older. It's just not there. And how those epigenetic codes started to get on and kind of translate as we, as generation after generation after generation, yes, there is a level of truth where that's true. But who says that once we reach a level of consciousness that we can't go in and actually move into that divine expression to where that is no longer true? Because in divine, if you think about something in expression, like the sun, I love to use the sun as an example. It's always shining. the sun isn't looking outside of itself to say, should I keep shining? Am I too hot? It's not looking for any sort of reflection to be the radiant sun that it is. It's just shining. That's what it's like to be an expression. You're never looking outside of yourselves to say who you are, who you should be, what frequency you're in. You're just perfect. You're just shining. And in that space, there's no room to see ourselves as anything with except for being perfect. And if there's no room for anything but perfection, then everything becomes perfect. It's when we move outside of that frequency that we start to interrupt it and that we start to have reflections of something being otherwise.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to be in that stillness of those frequencies when you're able to know what that is. Jules offers a lot of classes. She offers DQ classes that really assist on the cellular level. You get time to spend in all these different frequencies to see what your body starts radiating in truth. And it really is feeling into all this. And so what is beautiful is your body fully knows what it wants to align with. And it is just, when you get to these different expressive places where the cells are so happy, you don't want to go backwards. You know where the truth lies, and you can feel your body holding those new patterns. You can feel them making the energetic shift, and it does take a lot of practice. But Jules offers so much awareness here. Really, really beautiful. I guess I want to ask you more as well is with the Ormus. You bring an Ormus to this practice. Can you share a little bit more with our audience how they co-create together?
So Ormus for me, first of all, for those that don't know what Ormus is, it stands for Orbited Rearranged Monoatomic Element or Unidentified Substance. Another name for it that some of you have probably heard is monoatomic gold. And it is a substance, and we say it's a substance, it's in a spin form or spin state. So it's an element that's kind of hard to study because it is always spinning. But, you know, on a spiritual level or a conscious level, it's holding an energetic pattern because it is shifting. And how it's shifting is it's actually moving from form into what we would call spirit or outside of form back into form. And so how I love to use it is to create codes of intelligence, attaching it to the elements so that it's using an intelligence or a frequency pattern in order to create a shift in the body. So of course, those shifts are happening on both a cellular level and on a conscious level. And science is actually showing that is activating those dormant parts of the brain. Well, you know, it's not just our brain. Like, we have those same dormant spaces within our body as well. Like, we're only using about 10 to 15% of the energetic responses that our body actually holds. You know, when you hear that a lot about the brain, but we kind of like leave out that, yeah, those energetic responses are actually within our body as well. And I love how you were talking about how your body just knows. And I think that that's my biggest passion behind this, and in connecting the Ormus actually amplifies the whole entire experience of this, is that our bodies will take on that divine intelligence way before our minds will. And it will just start to kind of guide us and bring us in, you know, at the higher level of us, this work is that our body actually becomes our mind, and we're no longer in separation because our body is the divine expression of perfection. And there's no need to have our consciousness outside of that. It actually becomes that. And Ormus really brings us into a space where we can start to connect that. And well, why would we not want our bodies to be able to hold the energy pattern of shifting from form to spirit back into form? As another way you can say that is, you know, becoming the light body.
Yeah, I really have had so many opportunities to feel that shift. And it's amazing to do the cellular reprogramming with Ormus and without it. for me, it does make a big difference when you're first starting out. It's nice to have the tool there assisting you. It really does take on such a cosmic energy that takes you so deep into yourself, and you can really see these programs that talk to us that aren't necessary. They don't need to be there anymore. But the Ormus is such a beautiful vehicle, and I've been really enjoying utilizing that. And another question for you, you talk a lot about the H320. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit more about that with our conversation?
I'd love to. Okay, so most of us know that our bodies are about 90% water, and there's been studies that are showing that, yes, it's H2O, but there's another form of water that our body holds that's the H3O2. And H3O2, the way the molecules work is there's like a positive and a negative charge. And so what I love to do is go in and actually connect an energy pattern to these positive and negative charges and use them to actually electrify or activate the electric charges of our body with intelligence, because our body is so intelligent. It's just literally waiting for us to say, yes, do this and wake up, or, you know, move into the vibrational pattern of what we call cosmic consciousness or divine consciousness. And so I use those positive and negative charges to create a neutral space and activate those the electric charges that are within the body to create a system of intelligence. You can see it almost like plugging something in and creating an intelligence. Like, I really see our bodies very close to being like a computer system, and how we can create these different patterns or programs. But in this case, we're doing it in a frequency pattern that is connected to divine intelligence. And just by going in and kind of connecting and using those negative and positive charges that in something that's already in our body, and it's already in fluidity, so it's not in form, so it's really easy to use to download intelligence into.
I would love for you to take us through a little attunement where we can feel the H3O2. Is that correct?
Yes. Beautiful. Well, let's do it. So let's just have everybody place their hands on their hearts. And I love to start with just that breath in through the nose. And so you can see it with light. But in the light, just holding space for particles of possibility. And, you know, and so many times we want to put an image to particles of possibility, but they're not actually in form yet. So it's just held. I like to see it as just like an intelligence that's held in darkness, because it doesn't even have light yet, but it can be held in this light as we breathe it in through the nose, allowing it to trace along the brain, down through the spine, and then out through the mouth. And this is just activating and raising the frequency of the spinal fluid. And then the next breath, just breathing it in and allowing these particles of possibility to just spread out into the body, allowing the body to hold this vibrational pattern of what is becoming. It's kind of taking it from that space, from form to spirit, and just feeling in your body what it feels like as it starts to identify in these particles of possibility. Just feeling what it feels like to shift your consciousness, focusing on form, and then allowing yourself to go into the particles of possibility and feel yourself as spirit. And then moving back into form. Now I want you to bring your consciousness into the fluidity of your body. So whether that's feeling your heartbeats, knowing that with each heartbeat, the blood is pumping through your body. Just connecting to the parts of your body that are fluid. And now moving from that space back into the particles of possibility, and feeling what it feels like to bring that fluidity into spirit. Just feeling the difference in frequencies and experiences. And now we'll move back into the fluidity of your body. And with our intention, we connect to the H3O2 of the body. And as you do that, instantly, we start to feel the negative and positive charges within these molecules. Just take a moment to experience what that feels like, knowing that you don't have to do anything, it's being done for you. And now we're going to bridge these positive and negative charges within these molecules into the particles of possibility. So how you can see it is just these little particles of possibility moving through divine expression into particles of probability, moving right in between the positive and negative charges. Just allowing yourself to go into the experience as you feel your body begin to expand and take on a frequency pattern of divine intelligence. And we'll move into another molecule, the positive and negative charge. Again, allowing the particles of possibility to move into divine probability, connecting into the negative and positive charge, and then expanding out to the body. We'll just repeat that a few times as your body takes on this system of intelligence of how to shift from spirit to form, and from form to spirit. Just one last time, we'll bring in the particles of possibility into the divine probability, right into the molecule, connecting to the negative and positive charge, allowing it to expand into the body. Each time, leaving a system of intelligence connected to divine creation. And then we can just bring our attention back to the breath. Just connecting to the frequency of the spinal fluid once again. And then we say, thank you, I love you. It is done.
Wow.
That was fun.
A lot of visuals, a lot of colors. I was really seeing just this beautiful river of synchronicity. Oh, that felt so good. Thank you. Well, thank you. Before we wrap this conversation, is there anything else you want to share before we start closing?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I think it's always nice to kind of walk away with these conversations. Yeah, we just had this really amazing abstract conversation, but how can I use it, you know, when I leave this conversation? And I think what would be really fun, because I think there is this bridge between abstract and bringing it into the real world. And so many times we think we have to have this like step one, step two, or we know exactly what we're doing. And what I love to do is just kind of create a space where we can actually exist in both. And so how we could kind of take this conversation and play with it. And, you know, I love the word play because that is what we're doing. If we can stay in the imagination and play, then we know that we're creating something outside the programming of our minds. And so what we can do to play with until we meet again is to kind of visualize those particles of possibility within our bodies, allowing them to move through. You know, we can see the divine in whatever way we want to, whether it's a light or our DNA, however you see it for your personal self. And then letting those move into our environment. So just not only our bodies, but how we're seeing the world, and let those particles of possibility become probability of the divine expression, and then start to see our lives from that space, and just kind of seeing how things start to shine a little brighter, or music sounds different, and when we're driving, the road seems different, or we're just happy for everybody that's driving with us, and just kind of play with it, because it's in that space. It's like, yes, it's in the abstract, but there is, like, going back to that level of truth, depending on what frequency in, there is a level of truth to where what we're actually creating in that moment will be shown to us, and that we can play in that and, like, kind of bounce off of different reflections by what are the possibilities here when we see life in the divine expression. And so that's what I think would just be fun. Like, if only 10 of us that are listening actually go and do that, we are literally changing the frequency pattern of the world.
I love that. I was just given a download. It really, when we're in that expressive part of ourselves, it is so magical, and it leaves space for what we want to create to drop right in.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Such beautiful truth. Well, Jules, this has been such a delight. I am super excited. We're co-creating together in the quantum field. And I just want to thank everyone for being here with me at Cosmic Consciousness. I'm really excited to move forward with all kinds of just genius coming through, and just beautiful resonance of us wanting to dive deeper to know who we are at the core. And if you would like to hear more podcasts like this, I suggest, you know, go visit activateevolution.com. And a big thank you for checking us out on Superpower Network. Thank you, Jules. It's been a joy.
Thank you for listening to the Superpower Network. Go now to superpowerexperts.com to unlock your superpowers and change your life today.